Hello and welcome to another episode of Founders Journey. I'm your host, Josh Pigford, founder of Baremetrics. And today we're talking about how startups are not crushing it, at least most of them. So ask any startup founder how things are going and they'll tell you, hey, it's going great. They'll talk about some new feature they're rolling out or a new round of funding, or maybe they'll mention how much user growth they've had or that they just got covered in TechCrunch. All signs will point to crushing it. But for better or worse, there's a very high probability that they are in fact not crushing it. The exact opposite, actually. We've conditioned ourselves to fake it until we make it, but most companies never make it. So we're perpetually faking it and never actually being honest about our struggles. So that prevents us from getting the actionable feedback and help that we need, and it just perpetuates this false narrative that you're some sort of failure if everything isn't roses all the time. Well, that's great, Josh, but certainly things aren't that dire, right? Wrong, little Johnny. Let's look at the numbers. So if we dig into our live SaaS benchmarks, which you can find at baremetrics.com/benchmarks, you'll find a few interesting data points about small to medium-sized SaaS companies. So first, the average user churn is 7.7% per month. The average quick ratio, which we'll talk about in a minute, is 1.4. And the average monthly recurring revenue is $19,000. And then one additional crucial data point not listed on that benchmarks page is that the average small to medium size SaaS startup has 12 employees. Now, let's translate all of that. First, the average user churn. So average user churn of 7.7%. You may think that's not terrible. And you'd be right. The companies that have 25% plus user churn are they're in a much worse spot. But what does 7.7% user churn functionally mean? It means that every single year, most businesses are losing all of their customers. Every 12 months, they'll not only need to replace the lost customers, but add new ones as well. There aren't an infinite number of customers, and at that churn rate, you'll quickly plateau. Outgrowing your churn will become impossible. Next up, average quick ratio. So we're going to have a quick lesson in growth efficiency, but because it puts it in perspective here. So to measure growth efficiency, we use a metric called quick ratio. How reliable can a company grow revenue given its current churn rate? That's the question that quick ratio answers. So to calculate your quick ratio, you simply divide new MRR by lost MRR. So the higher the ratio, the healthier the growth is at a company. So if you put that in a formula, it's quick ratio equals new MRR plus expansion MRR divided by contraction MRR plus churned MRR. So say a company has $10,000 in MRR growth. So they went from, you know, $50,000 up to $60,000 in a month. That growth could be made up of any combination of MRR types, so new, expansion, contraction, churn, and the quick ratio shows you the difference in the growth efficiency between them. So let's look at a few scenarios of how a company got its $10,000 in MRR growth and then what the quick ratio would be. So first, scenario A is $12,000 in new and expansion MRR divided by $2,000 in contraction or churn. So that is a quick ratio of 6. So $12,000 divided by $2,000. $12,000 in the new MRR divided by the $2,000 in lost. Scenario B, $15,000 in MRR growth divided by $5,000 in lost MRR. That's a quick ratio of 3. Scenario C, $20,000 in new MRR divided by $10,000 in lost MRR is a quick ratio of 2. And then scenario D, $50,000 in new MRR divided by $40,000 in lost MRR. That's a quick ratio of 1.25. So all four of those scenarios result in $10,000 of net new MRR. But scenario A is vastly more efficient at growth, as the company is adding the same amount of net new MRR with much less effort. So again, the chasm between scenario A and scenario D. Scenario A is they only needed $12,000 in new MRR to get $10,000 of net new MRR, whereas scenario D needed $50,000 of net new MRR to get the $50,000 in new MRR to get the net new of $10,000. So now, when you see that the average quick quick ratio of most SaaS companies is 1.4. So that's closer to the $50,000 in new MRR divided by $40,000 in lost MRR. You realize how untenable that is. There simply aren't enough customers in the world for any company to survive when your growth efficiency is in the pits like that. So finally, we have average monthly recurring revenue plus the average team size. So in that, in the companies that we benchmarked, the average monthly recurring revenue was $19,000. And I want to be very careful here and not imply that $19,000 a month isn't impressive or something to be proud of. It's a heck of a lot more than a lot of startups ever make. And for you individually, it may be exactly what you want or need out of your business. But there's another metric here that when paired with this number is frightening. And that metric is that the average team size is 12. So let that sink in for a moment. The average startup is making $19,000 per month with 12 people on their team. Sweet beard of Zeus. So, do you still think that all those startups are crushing it? This is the reason founders and teams get burned out. This is why CEOs become chief fundraising officers. This is why so many companies get acqui-hired for the people instead of the business, because there wasn't much of a business there at all. This is why the fairy tale, everybody's crushing it mentality is insane. It normalizes terrible economics. Now look, if revenue isn't your goal or you're delaying revenue in the name of growing another metric for a while, that's cool. Everyone has a different motivation and outcome that they're pursuing. There are certainly multiple ways to get what you're after. But can we just be honest for a change? Can we stop pretending that everything is amazing when the economics clearly show they aren't? What's the benefit of that to anyone? Next time someone asks you how your startup is doing, try not sugarcoating it. Maybe say, you know, we're having a hard time with user acquisition, or churn has been a beast to tackle. Then, instead of the incessant high-fiving and pats on the back, you'll get legitimately useful feedback. You'll likely find others are struggling with the exact same things, because they are, and they may even have some business-altering advice for you. Remember, we're all winging it. That's all for this week. Thanks for listening. If you need revenue analytics, check out baremetrics.com. If you've got any feedback, shoot me a note, josh@baremetrics.com, or on Twitter @Spigford. And I think that does it for this week. Thanks for listening.